Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
There's one chip and only one chip for the guacamole. That's that Cantina Gold, thick in the yellow bag.
Mm-hmm. It's Mike Shope.
No thin crisp, no scoops. Get out of here with hint of lime. Horrendous choice.
And the Bulldog.
The lime is just too much lime. There's lime in the guacamole. Any more lime is too much lime. You're crossing the lime. You've crossed the lime. If you're using hint of lime in the guacamole with the lime, you've crossed the lime.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Man, did I push that. It's one thing about radio. When you're in a room at a party and you say something you think is funny, you get immediate feedback. And you find out, assuming people are listening to you, which is not a given, you know, you get that feedback right away. But in here, if Bulldog doesn't laugh, and he's not going to today because he's off all week, then what? I had to keep pushing it. I got into radio. This is actually a thing you didn't care about, believe it or not. Like, unlike most things I say. But I was writing for a newspaper, and I thought, I'd like to get more immediate feedback. As in, if I say something controversial, then I know people will, like, call in right away, flood the phone lines, if you will, and push back on it. Like, oh, now I'm living. But it's 25 years ago. More, actually. Has the show ever sounded older? What a start. I'm Mike Shope, and it's exciting to be back. Every time I take time off, I was last here on July 2nd, so that's 11 days ago. There's two things that always happen. One is I feel really good preparation-wise with so many things that have come up, that have happened to me, that I can fill 4 hours with. If it even needs to be 4 hours, I can fill 4 hours with and not really stress over it. By Thursday, if not sooner, we're talking now, that might be different. It's the middle of July. This is the 3 days, if not four now, on the sports calendar when they say, like, nothing happens. Home Run Derby has filled that void. Of course, World Cup, which, yikes, is going to be in the middle of, it's going to be right in our show Tuesday and Wednesday, tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll talk about that later because I have to tell you my dilemma. Thursday, there's one baseball game. We've been, quote, blessed this year, if you're into World Cup at all, because that is that we had the Sabres for a month and we have that for a month and then it's going to end and we have Bills camp. You know, it's something. It's not really that interesting, I think, but at least it's football happening, new stadium, all of that by 2 weeks from today. So that's exciting. But this is sort of like the lull, if you will, on the sports calendar. So there's two things that always happen when I take time off. One is, I've got ideas, and that'll be put to the test today. Here I am sort of touting it. The other is there are seven different things in this room that have changed. In a room that never does anything change. These bobbleheads, whatever that thing is, whatever this is, Advantage viewers, that's one thing that's different. The Saber signs are still up. My headphones are still broken. The last day I was here, I had to tape them. And then I went on vacation and completely didn't think about it at all. And then like 20 minutes ago, I'm like, oh yeah, hopefully they work. So we've got, I'm flaunting it. You can see the tape. I'm not even zoom in on that tape. This is a top level operation. If I could turn them around, but if you've ever worn headphones on the opposite ears, you know, you can't. It's just wrong. One thing that, you know, and Joe always with maximizing the call screener app on the monitor, which is a heinous act. You've always got to reduce that and center it and make it perfect. He's got a fan in here. It's kind of a running thing on this show. Maybe it's different, but the fan says different, says otherwise, that it's been too hot in here for like a month and a half. Here's a fan. I come in, Brad and Tim are leaving. Like, what's that? Like, dude, it's a fan. You have to know what that is. Like, well, I'm turning it off. Well, why would you turn it off? Two reasons. One, I don't have anything to complain about if it works. I don't want to hear that whirring sound from the fan either. And two, I've been roasting at a lacrosse tournament for 3 days, And I want to sort of feel like this is sort of normal. I think I've adjusted to high-level temperatures. I've got this, I should be more diligent with preparation, sunscreen, water, these things, but I'm really not. I've got, red. I wore a shirt all weekend at this thing. I'm not going to be that guy, right? Especially not me. I'm not going to be the dad walking around shirtless, tarps off at a lacrosse tournament with your kids on the field. I'll let him be that guy. No. So I've got the shirt, I've got the lines, and I've got red all around my neck and face. And then I've got this is new. I've got this spot. Can you see it? I've got a new little, is it a bald spot? Yeah, you're nodding in there. Yes, it is. Now you're sort of equivocating. I've got a little red, wear the visor. That helps me with the nose and the cheekbones and the forehead. But I've got this red dot, like I'm Jupiter. I've got this red dot up here that I'm not proud of. But, if I live long enough, if I'm lucky, the hair is going to go away. And I'll have more red dots you can enjoy on the stream, on the Twitch and YouTube in the coming years. Hockey is still the top subject. That didn't change. We've got a fan. We've got this. Certain things are different, but we're still talking about hockey. And I get it. My catching up period in part was this morning listening. And they've got, how many guys are on that show now? Four? That's it? Jeremy, Joe, other Joe. You don't know which one I called the other Joe, by the way. One of them I'm related to, and Owen. And, it's just like a big party in there. They've got graphics. The helimeter is a thing. Was there actually a graphic? Who do I have to talk to? Okay, well, we can have that conversation later. But they've got a helimeter. I was listening and I was riveted. And I will just say, I still think what I've thought for a month. How do you know these things? You can try to decide for yourself. Well, the Sabres had a great year. And was their goaltending a big part of the story? Of course. Did it get them beat? Not necessarily. There are different ways of analyzing that. And really, in terms of the analytics stuff, their goaltending wasn't so subpar that someone has to feel like that was their Achilles heel. But I think to most, the chair still squeaks. That's another thing that hasn't changed. To most fans, and maybe even like independent hockey observers around the continent, as haughty as that sounds, that goaltending killed them. How did the playoffs end? I'll not soon forget game 5 from being in the arena and the Sabres having leads of 1-0, 2-1, and 3-2 and just could not. They got good breaks on their first period goals, and then they lost 6-3. Just gross. And that was Luukkonen. Then Lyon played the third. Might have given up one in the third, but it was a Luukkonen loss after coming out of Montreal. Game 6 is Lyon starts the game. He gives up 3 goals on 3 shots. They later changed it to 4 shots. I feel like that was a mercy move, so that he didn't go out on 3-on-3. What happens after that? The Sabres score 7 straight goals. Incredible. Wouldn't you love, isn't this sort of a tough thing about sports? Like, it's more of a hockey thing, but even in football. When your team, this is, for the Bills, this is the game against New England in the playoffs. What, 5 years ago now? Where you just have the ultimate fan experience with pride for your team. That Bills example, they score on every drive. They absolutely crush a Bill Belichick-led Patriots team. It's cathartic. It all comes out, and it's 0 degrees, and it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're having the time of your life. The next week is 13 seconds. What do you do with that New England game? You can offer it into conversations about the best times you've ever had, but it's, to say the least, it's muted. It's almost quashed by the fact that the next week you have the most heartbreaking loss almost in their history. Maybe it is. So what do you do with 13 seconds? What do you do with seven straight goals in game six in Montreal in the second round? Honestly, nothing. What can you do with that? Then game seven, you're down, you catch up, and then that new hook goal from the bench. Just so, if I didn't say it, about a month ago, trying to figure out how to read the cards through the insiders, that's kind of the best you can do anymore. The only people that teams say anything to are these half dozen or so supposed insiders. You got to kind of go with it. And there was enough Sabres and Hellebuck for me to think the Sabres wanted him. Whether they would get him or not, that wasn't going to be clear. But it was important to me trying to figure out the Sabres' plans that they were always being, or usually being, tied to him. Like, why would you bother? Montreal. There's nobody mentioning Montreal for Hellebuck, and they're not all set in goal. They get to the conference finals, they get crushed. They up their guy, Dobish, after that, and he's probably, well, I can't say like I really know. He might not be the best goalie they have, but they paid him, and they're going to do their thing. They were not a team where anybody would have ever pointed to goaltending. They beat Tampa in seven, and then Buffalo in seven on the road. They got there. And then Carolina, which would win the cup, too good. All right, well, we're all set. We don't need to. It's really cool when a team does sort of shun that kind of, thinking and go ahead and do something else. But Montreal was never going to be that team, and there are better examples. Most of the NHL would never have been mentioned for Hellebuck at all. Not us. And the Sabres seemed a willing participant. There were reports, there was speculation about the fourth pick and the eighth pick, and, you know, all kinds of different versions of that the Sabres are interested in this player, but, you know, only at their price, which is fine. That's how it should be. What about Winnipeg? Every day leading into the draft, one of those 6 or 10 people who get told information were there with, Winnipeg would do this, New Jersey, Florida, Buffalo, they would do this. Why are they reporting that? If anybody from Winnipeg, like a superior in Winnipeg, told them no, that would be it. And they would be like, they're not trading him. That didn't happen. I have thought the whole time that Winnipeg, this is just from out here, I'm just trying to read the cards and make my best guess. So just so you know, that Winnipeg feels a certain burden to get Hellebuck out of Winnipeg. I think it looks like they feel like he's done there. And then it's a chess game. Then it's, you're going back and forth. And it's been said last week when Bulldog was here, it's been said a lot before July 1st and since. Greg Wyshynski, was that last Monday he was on with Chris? And he's like, look, none of the big moves has really happened yet. So it might not be a typical July in hockey where everybody is at their proverbial cottages. Do they all hang out at the same place? I've been up to, Muskoka, each of the last two summers. And I wanted, you know, if I had not been there, I would say, you know, sort of a, aren't they all sort of neighbors for the next 6 weeks? Like, are they all on the same lake with the same pontoon boats and everything else? But it's way too big for it to be like that. So probably not. You can find some beautiful, really private, secluded areas up there within like a 3-hour drive from where I'm sitting. Anyway, he said, Greg said, and other people have said, maybe this year is different because you don't have Larkin, you don't have Hellebuck, you don't have Robertson, you don't have some of these, you don't have Knies. Did any of that change? Did I miss one being away? Like, isn't the landscape kind of what it was 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago? Okay, well, that's good for me as a host, you know, working alone in the middle of July where I just have the home run derby in the AAA All-Star game. Like, I'll take interesting continuing speculation about those hockey players. I still think the Sabres want to do it, or else they wouldn't have been mentioned. And I can also believe, even though I think it's controversial, that they should want to. I can buy that they're all in a boardroom, even if it's at the stadium. Maybe it's just better at the stadium if the Bills really moved in there yet. I don't know if that's happened, but they all prefer the stadium to the arena, I guess, for these conferences and drafts. Maybe it's out there. Doesn't really matter to me. I can believe that they would want to make that move, and they're just trying to wait out the Jets. So if you want to put me down on that helimeter, as even though my headphones have held up, my screen is just, this is going to be fun this week, unless I buy some new equipment, because I'm not going to use theirs. This could be interesting as we continue on the path here with Hellebuck. If you want to put me on the record on that, I'm on the, should I? Buck, yeah, end of things. I am on that end of things because I think the Sabres want it. I'm not dying on that hill necessarily. I think they want it. And if it weren't true, it would have stopped a long time ago. The speculation would have died out. And also, as it was said this morning on their seven-piece roundtable with all the different hosts they have, who else is in play? Give me another team. Sneaky Joe mentioned, you want to know a secret? Not even Joe Cali knows this. Should I? Now I have to. When Joe, my nephew, was really young, I'm like, he's a little bit sneaky. And his mom got right in my face and she's like, that's every little boy. I'm like, okay, well, you would know. You have two boys. I don't have any kids yet. So I just sort of bought it. So I feel like there could be two Sneaky Joes on that show. But again, mom put me in my place on that one, and you know, we'll leave it at that. Sneaky Joe, the one, you know, with the TM after it. Sneaky Joe this morning was talking about San Jose and New Jersey. And he's like, show me one report that those teams are interested. They're both logical. New Jersey came up right away as an option, but I don't know. Like, I've been outside a lot, but I haven't heard anything new on that. And San Jose is logical too, because they've done these things. They've got Celebrini and they've got a lot of interesting young pieces. Maybe it's like a bigger, better Robin Leonard move like the Sabres made whenever that was with Eichel. I could see it, but I just don't have any sort of proof of it. So do the Sabres want to do it? I'm still thinking they do, or else it would be dead by now. And the fact that I think nobody's really coming forward from the Sabres standpoint is their way of playing cards. I've used chess, now I use poker. Sort of their way of playing poker in this is, yeah, well, they know our offer and we're comfortable with it. And when they run out of better ideas, if they really do feel pressure to get Hellebuck off the roster, we're here. And this is new for the Sabres. And also, of course, what's new for the Sabres is this is a giant Hellebuck in the hockey stratosphere. This is a superstar in the sport. You have to say in the sport because he's not LeBron, right? Like, most people don't know who he is. No one can spell it. Where do you put that Y? So he's not a superstar. He's not transcendent. But in hockey, he is. He's probably already going to the Hall of Fame. He would be one of the biggest stars the Sabres have ever had. And what's that worth? I think it's, you know, worth something. You have a lot of forwards. We have the Krebs deal today. As I close and open my computer for the fifth time here in the first 15 minutes because it doesn't work. You have, with the Krebs signing, another move at forward. And when do we get to a point where you have enough or even too many up top? And I think they're kind of there. I also heard Sneaky Joe say, the TM Sneaky Joe, say that who do you even scratch opening night? Bulldog did this. It wasn't that long ago. I was here. He did the exercise, like put the starting lineup together opening night. And he forgot about, I think it was Osland. And we got through the segment and came back from break and somebody texted him like, you forgot about Osland. Oh, well, good point. So somebody sits, you know, is it Krebs? Is it McLeod? Is it, it's either a really exciting young piece that the Sabres, I think, are building around. It's why they kept everybody. Or it's somebody making $4.5 million or more. I mean, embarrassment of riches, that's fine. It's not usually the Sabres' way. But what you'd rather do is make a move like you would all want to do in any sort of situation and turn one of those guys into somebody that you need somewhere else. And defensively, they lose Byram. I think they've replaced him adequately with the player from Anaheim, Zellweger. And so I don't think it's that. I mean, they're a little bit deep there, too, with that bottom third. I think it's goaltending. I just think a lot of arrows point in that direction. From simple logic within the Sabres roster, within maybe another year of reported speculation that Hellebuck wants to move out of there, even to the States in particular. And then you have, you know, it's both things. I mean, that's speculation from the insiders and also just looking at the rosters. I think maybe the key to it could be Luukkonen. When it was before the draft, this idea of moving from 4 to 8, which was a nice idea for the Sabres, and I don't blame Winnipeg for not taking it, if that's what really was on the table, because I think those picks were pretty much the same. I mean, the Sabres kind of reached, most would say, for the guy they got. They probably could have gotten him at 8, or maybe could have done that, or someone equivalent. So I don't blame Winnipeg for balking at that, if that's what happened. But now I think maybe Luukkonen is the key to it, because you just don't want Luukkonen on your books if you have Hellebuck on the team. And does Winnipeg want to do that? And if they don't, then you need, wait for it, this is the most exciting thing you've heard all day, a third team. Now let's get cooking. Let's see what this Kekalainen really has. What's he got? Now you need a third team. If Luukkonen, which I don't know that as Winnipeg I would be that into as an idea, but do you have another team that has had obviously bad goaltending and maybe he would be a fit for them? Now it gets good. Wasn't there like a six-team a trade in the NBA last week? There was. I'm getting nods. A six-team trade. How does that even happen? I'd watch a movie. I would watch a 2:15. I don't want to go longer than 2 hour and 15 minutes for anything. But let me have anything. Let me have a 2 hour, 15 minute documentary on what happened with a 6-team trade. I won't know a single person involved, but I'd give it a shot. Who's narrating? You could get this wrong. So give me a third team in a Sabres-Jets goalie swap. Hellebuck comes in. Luukkonen goes wherever, parts unknown. Winnipeg gets what they want. Shouldn't that be possible? My chair, my laptop, my headphones with the gray tape. You got to love it. You are really inside you are in the inner circle right now in here. No sneaky people, no Joes, no Bulldog, no noise. Paul Hamilton, noise. How rude was that? I didn't mean that personally toward those guys. Let me just clarify. Paul Hamilton coming up next on Krebs and the latest Hellebuck rumors and more with the Sabres. Sal Capaccio at 4. Sal was on during the NCAA. Of course he was. He's on all the time. He was on with us during the NCAA tournament, and he was in a Survivor contest. He's like, guys, what do I do? I'm in a World Cup one. I believe there are 4 teams left, and I want to take my turn and ask Sal, what do I do? You're going to love that if you're into that sort of world at all. And we'll talk some Bills, of course. Fantasy football, is it too soon? July 13th? Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely not. Absolutely not too soon. That's never for me. Going to have Mike Dempsey later this week. I'm going to try to play that up. If there's a hockey trade, there's a hockey trade. But sure, we'll talk about the home run derby format. Another change over the course of the day. It'll be fun. Hopefully it is so far. Thanks for watching and listening. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Paul Hamilton next here on WGR.